This is the Black Saba Podcast. The revolution is streaming now.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Black Saba Podcast and welcome to In the Black Sundays. So what does In the Black mean? If you're familiar with the term In the Black, it means making a profit, profitable. For me and the community here at the podcast, In the Black means good health. It means good spirits. It means having a passion, a driving passion or career, something that motivates you to get up each day. And it means being profitable. And more than being profitable, or more important than being profitable, building generational wealth. Building something that you, a value that you can pass on to your children, to your children's children. So with that being said, let's get into the actual episode. This episode is episode 25, and it's called Add Vibranium to Your Work Routine. So this is basically five ways that you can increase productivity at work. So I'm going to run down the list, and then we'll kind of, I'll give you my description of it. Number one is exercise and nutrition. Number two is set clear goals and prioritize tasks. Number three is get enough sleep. Number four is regular breaks. And number five is positive attitude. Now, this list doesn't come from any, it's not a list published on any scientific research. This is basically my opinion and what I feel has helped me throughout my 10-year career. So let's go to number one. Number one is exercise and nutrition. So exercise, I think it just really energizes the mental side. Now, exercise definitely has been proven to help you on the mental capacity, kind of get your body going in the morning. If you exercise first thing in the morning, even if you can only do 5 minutes, walk for 5 minutes. If I can't do a full workout at the minimum, I do 10 minutes on my exercise bike just to get that cardio going, get that mental stimulation, get the brain flowing. Nutrition, trying to eat healthy foods. I like to eat a lot of brain foods like blueberries are known for being, helping, brain health, drinking a lot of water. And, I won't go into a list. Everybody knows, pretty much what you can eat to have a healthy lifestyle, just eating clean, eating healthy, letting that feed your mental and having you feel better at work. Number two, set clear goals and prioritize tasks. You can be the hardest worker at work, but if you don't have something focused, if you don't know what you need to focus on, you can be all over the place and not get the results you need. So setting clear goals and prioritizing tasks, from anything as simple as having a notepad and writing down five things that you need to get done for the day. That way that keeps you focused on those five things and maybe ranking them number one, the most important task. So you may want to start with the most important task to make sure you get that out the way, the most pressing or urgent task. So that kind of optimizes you for the day and you're getting through work that's meaningful and it's impactful for the team and the mission. Number three, get enough sleep. I've gotten a lot better at this. Sometimes I can be really terrible at this, but I do try to discipline myself. And when I can get at least 7 hours of sleep, I used to be terrible at this when I started my cybersecurity career. I was a little bit younger. I'm 47 now. I was notorious for studying all hours of the night, getting 2-3 hours on a good night, 4. I thought I was Superman if I got 4 hours of sleep. Just a terrible practice. Don't recommend it. Just getting a full night's sleep gets that mental capacity where it needs to be, where you can concentrate throughout the day, be at the top level, not make mistakes, not make costly mistakes, especially in this field. Moving on to number four, take regular breaks. Sometimes you can kind of get in the zone and you keep powering through. Sometimes I may work 1 hour, 2 hour, kind of power through if I'm in the zone. But if I come out of that zone and say, okay, I need to take a break, I need to step away. Probably a better practice is to kind of maybe work in 30-minute spurts, take a 5-minute break, step away, do something fun, or just do something that takes you away from the keyboard at that time. Number five, this may seem small, but it cannot be overstated. A positive attitude can change the way your day goes. Like a day that seems like it's crappy, for lack of a better word, crappy. Just seems like things are going bad, not positive. If you have a positive attitude and you look at it from a different perspective and not take things personal and take the big picture and have a positive attitude and stay focused on your goals, that the same situation can feel totally different. And the impact of having a positive attitude, getting through that, which may actually be in reality a bad situation, having a positive attitude, driving through that can get you to the next step, can get you to a better level, can get you to a better day. Whereas if you add a bad situation with a bad attitude, you know, there could be some consequences. You may react the wrong way, and that could be costly. And let's take into account that the day might not even be as bad as it seems. But if you have a bad attitude and throw gasoline on it and cause something, you know, negative to happen because you had that negative attitude anticipating bad things, that's just not good. So positive attitude. So that list, number one, exercise and nutrition. Number two, set clear goals and prioritize tasks. Number three, get enough sleep. Number four, take regular breaks. And number five, positive attitude. So that's it for the episode today. Just a real quick episode to kind of drive that to you. If you haven't been doing some of this, definitely try something on the list. Maybe try it for one of these for a week, maybe all of them for a week. Let me know what you think. Until the next episode, ask yourself this question: how are you staying in the black? All right. Before we get out of here, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple and Spotify. All right.